10, Colleen and Kurt. What Des Moines sounds like.
Star 102.5.
Oh, Colleen, it smells so good in the studio.
Man, does it ever.
Oh, my goodness. Mike Holmes from Jethro's has joined us. Thank you, Mike, first of all, for joining us. And then you have brought in delicious smelling meats.
You brought in the Adam Emenecker, which is Jethro's sort of signature big food that people attempt to eat, as Kurt has.
Yes.
I know he was just out now not too long ago. How many people have actually come in and successfully done this? And I'm talking regular people, not like from Food Network or the competitive eaters. No. I know you guys have hosted all of them, but just regular people.
We have about 250 people that have actually competed or completed the challenge over the past 10 years.
Compared to what probably a thousand to have tried.
Yes.
At least.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This conservative estimate, at least 7,000 people have tried it.
Yeah. Yep. I mean,
I gave him my best shot, but you can proudly see my picture on the wall of shame at the Jethro's at the District of Prairie Trail. It's there proudly with fries still stuffed in my mouth because I couldn't swallow anymore and I couldn't spit forward. It just rested in my mouth.
Well, I tried to give you advice on how to do it.
I know, and you did.
And it was, like a lot of people, it's a lot of chewing involved. Mm-hmm. And but you did better than 95% of the people that ever try.
Good I take that you, as Kurt. A huge badge of
except honor. There's no t-shirt that says better than 95%.
Nope, it's still taking the stress out of the Emenecker challenge. Fail.
It's the favorite place for my kids to go for the mac and cheese. How popular is that mac and cheese?
That is our number one selling side.
I have no doubt. And you guys have great drink food specials all throughout the week. I'm sure it'll be a popular place for the NCAA tournament coming up. Right.
Yeah, we hope so. I mean, there's locations all around here in, you know, the Des Moines area. So.
Yeah, well, and especially at the district because it's not just Jethro's. I mean, you'd have other, you know,
you got a lot of
fun stuff going on. It'll just be a fun place to be.
There are a lot of great restaurants up there in at Prairie Trails.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, awesome.
Now, I have to ask, Mike, have you ever tried the Emenecker Challenge?
I have.
You have. Did you complete it?
No.
Well, what gets people, I mean, let's be honest, what gets people, you got the fries, because you have to weigh it out to 5 pounds, right?
Yes.
So you got the big sandwich, and then the fries sort of come, and there is a mound of fries, and you got to finish it all.
Yep, the sandwich was right around 4 pounds, and then we fill it in with fries till it hits 5 pounds.
It's a lot of food.
Mm-hmm.
You know, fries are tough. You know, like I told Kurt, it's the chewing that gets people.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, your mouth just gets tired.
After about 6 minutes, because you have 15 minutes to finish, after about 6 minutes, I was like, oh, my jaw.
You understand how ridiculous that sounds,
I understand, though. But you haven't shoved like 2 pounds of food in your mouth in
No,
minutes.
I mean, I'm looking, you brought in a little slider version for me. I'm thinking my husband, my kids, this I feel like could feed 4 people, and this is a mini version.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, a tremendous amount. But a fun thing, great food out at Jethro's. And like I said, great drink specials throughout the week.
Yeah, and thank you.
It was a fun place to be. Lots of televisions.
Out of the Jethro's at the District of Prairie Trail. They were great. Richard out there was fantastic. Kept me hyped and going as much as he could. The whole staff was great cheering. And
you got a lot of applause.
I don't know if I've ever driven faster from Ankeny back to Urbandale if I gotta get home. But thank you, Mike Holmes from Jethro's. Thank you for bringing in food. Thank you for joining us. And if you're going to be watching the basketball games, no better place than Jethro's out of the District of Prairie Trail. So
appreciate it. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
Topical, like an ointment.
Star 102.5.